Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so first up, things are escalating with Iran. Apparently, Israel struck a major Iranian gas field, and now energy prices are spiking.
Whoa, seriously? Like, how much are we talking?
Enough that NBC News is calling it a soar. And get this, after Iran retaliated by attacking Gulf energy sites, AP News is reporting that Israel says it will stop striking the gas field. Damage is done, though.
So it's like, oops, we started a fire. Okay, we'll stop now that the whole place is burning down.
Pretty much. And Politico is reporting that Trump is blaming Israel for the strike, which is a choice.
Trump blaming Israel? That's a new one. What's his angle there?
No idea. Maybe trying to distance himself from the whole mess? It's hard to say with him. The Guardian is calling these tit-for-tat gas field attacks a major escalation. Feels like a powder keg situation.
Definitely. So, what does this mean for the average person? Higher gas prices, obviously, but anything else?
Well, potentially a broader conflict. And that's where our next story comes in. Republicans are apparently hesitant to foot the entire bill for this war.
Oh, so the check's coming due? I can see why they're balking. Wars are expensive.
Extremely. CNN is saying the administration is looking for over $200 billion from Congress. $200 billion. Hegseth on CNBC is saying it takes money to kill bad guys. Always a colorful way to put it.
You know, I'm starting to think maybe we should have thought twice before bombing Iran's gas fields. That's a lot of money.
Hindsight is 20/20, I guess. Axios is reporting that the House GOP is seeing this as a way to jumpstart Reconciliation 2.0. So, using the war funding as leverage for other priorities.
Ah, classic Washington. Let's use a global crisis to push through our pet projects.
Exactly. Okay, moving on. This next story is about an Illinois primary and what it signals for the pro-Israel lobby. Apparently, there was a key loss that's raising some eyebrows.
Oh, interesting. So, what happened?
The New York Times is framing it as a significant blow to the pro-Israel lobby's influence in midterm elections. And Fox News chimed in by saying squad-style progressives hit with cold shower as candidates fall to moderates in blue state civil war.
So, a more moderate candidate won out over a progressive one. And that's being interpreted as a shift in the pro-Israel lobby's power?
That's the gist. WBEZ Chicago has a piece about how outside spending groups fared in the election, and the Times of Israel points out that even Illinois' Jewish governor, J.B. Pritzker, has criticized the pro-Israel lobby at times.
Wow, okay. So, it sounds like there's some internal friction and a potential weakening of their influence. Good to know.
Agreed. Before we move on to something lighter, there's a sad story out of Barcelona. The body of a missing Illinois student was found in the water off a beach.
Oh no, that's awful. I hate hearing stories like that. So tragic.
It is. He was a University of Alabama student, but The Guardian and other outlets are reporting it. Family is awaiting answers about what happened, according to People.com.
My heart goes out to his family and friends. Just a terrible situation.
Definitely. Okay, last story. Trump is referencing Pearl Harbor in the context of this Iran war, and it's testing the U.S.-Japan alliance. Bloomberg is all over this.
Wait, what? Pearl Harbor? How does that even factor in?
That's what everyone's wondering. The New York Times says he even joked about it in a meeting with Japan's leader. Which, you know, yikes.
Joked about Pearl Harbor? During a tense international situation? That's not a good look.
Understatement of the year. Yahoo News says he's using it to defend his Iran war decision, and Politico is reporting that he's lauding Japan's promise to help with Iran, however vague that promise may be. PBS even has the video of the meeting.
So, he's basically using a historical tragedy to try and justify a current conflict and pressure Japan into supporting him? That's, wow. Just wow.
Pretty much. It's a lot to unpack, to say the least. And on that note, I think we should wrap it up for today.
Yeah, I need a minute to process all of that. War, political maneuvering, and Pearl Harbor jokes, it's a lot to take in.
Indeed. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check back tomorrow for more of the Situation Room Daily Digest.
See you then.